Businesses and governments are scrambling to understand what the latest twist in the US trade tariff story might mean. In a blow to Donald Trump, a federal court ruled that he had overstepped his authority when he used an emergency law to impose import taxes. For almost 2 months now, a blanket 10% tariff has been placed on almost all imports. Moments after the judgment, the Trump administration filed a plan to appeal, saying it was not for unelected judges to decide how to address a national emergency. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin told reporters this morning that it was too early to say if the judgment was good news for Ireland and the EU.
Europe believes and Ireland believes that tariffs are bad for the economy, they will damage the world economy. And the uncertainty around all of this is very problematic because it does slow down and reduce future investment plans. So it leads to a freezing of decisions globally. And the other key point is more and more as I meet companies in all the various sectors involved in Ireland, the complexity of modern day supply chains does not lend itself to crude imposition of tariffs from one country versus another. It's a bit more sophisticated and complex now than it would have been 10, 20, 30 years ago. And so therefore, I would hope we could get into a space where issues that the United States have, and they have issues to be fair, could get resolved in negotiations with the European Union.
Fergal O'Brien is an executive director with the business and employers group, IBEC. I asked him for his understanding of this judgment.
Right now, I suppose it's very difficult to call what this judgment of the Court of International Trade in the US is actually going to mean for the tariff war. It's really clear it's another twist than just the chaotic kind of series of issues we've been dealing with the US trade policy over the last number of months. We don't know how it's going to play out. There could be appeal. They could use other mechanisms within tariffs, or they could use other non-tariff measures, you know, to try and achieve what the US administration wants to do in terms of its trade deficits. So for business, it's just another piece of the uncertainty. And, you know, from an Irish economic perspective, that's probably been by far the biggest impact of the trade war over the last number of months. Its decisions are not being made by business leaders right now. And that's actually costing Ireland billions at the moment. Decisions have been put on hold to the value of billions of euros, and we're losing out. So it's really the uncertainty that's damaging us. And today is another twist in that kind of really uncertain journey on this trade war.
I'll come back to that impact in just a moment. But when you look at the things we don't know right now, I mean, we don't know if this blanket 10% tariff will be suspended. We don't know what will happen to duties the US has already collected. They might have to be paid back. We just don't know that. Is it at all clear when we might find out?
Yeah, I think, again, the court has ruled that the administration will need to respond within 10 days. We might get a clearer view as to whether the administration plans to uphold the ruling of the court, and that the Rose Garden kind of blanket tariffs from April 2nd will be suspended, or whether they could quickly look at other mechanisms. And we do know that they have already implemented tariffs through these the targeted sectoral mechanisms, aluminium and steel and autos, and they could do that for other sectors of the economy as well. So the targeted tariff measures have not been ruled out by the court. It is the blanket tariffs. So they could be suspended for a period of time, or obviously the decision will be appealed, or the administration could ignore the ruling. So again, the uncertainty is likely to continue, but we would know more in terms of the practical operational reality of the tariffs within that kind of 10-day period, if not sooner.
Tell us some more then about the impact of all of this flux and chaos. You spoke about investments being put on the long finger, about decisions not being made. Are you aware of specific cases where this has happened?
Yeah, it's been incredibly hard for business leaders anywhere to make decisions. But because US investment is so important for the Irish economy. I think we have suffered more than most, definitely. And we're very aware of dealing with our members across IBEC that some of their corporate investment plans haven't gone ahead. Decisions have been put on hold. And, you know, corporates are reevaluating their whole global footprint, right, including the attractiveness of other jurisdictions, some of them outside Europe. So it's a real renewed challenge to our investment model. And that's why what we got to do here is really double down on the things we can control at a national level through government policy. And there's quite a lot of them, because our competitiveness had been slipping away long before the trade war. And when we talk to business, almost every sector of the economy, the things they're saying to us that really matter: infrastructure, skills, our research and development performance, the effectiveness of regulation, our energy opportunities in the digital economy. These are the things where we can make ourselves more competitive, and where companies need to ultimately make decisions. We need to be prompting them in the right direction, that Ireland is being innovative, is really open for business, and is upping its game in terms of its offering.
So can you give me a specific, what sort of things are you talking about?
Well, if you look at the specifics of infrastructure, our inability to deliver infrastructure projects, be that road transport, water, energy, it's really holding back the investment plans of business. And of course, it's feeding into the housing challenge that we have, that's impacting on the talent attraction agenda. On skills, we're not investing enough in our apprenticeships, in our PhDs, in our lifelong learning. We have billions of a surplus sitting in a national training fund we're not putting to work. We're not a strong enough innovation or research and development performer. Our investment in research and development is way behind all the leading economies in Europe. And we've got lots of regulation that, you know, doesn't really make sense and is adding to business cost. And our energy policy is a real challenge. You know, the two big cost issues that are concerning international business in Ireland right now are the big increases we've had in kind of labour and employment cost issues, but also the energy cost. So we really need to address those with renewed urgency.
And when you say the energy cost, what is it that you want the government to do that isn't being done at the moment?
Ireland, look, has lots of disadvantages when it comes to, obviously, energy sources. We have an opportunity in terms of our renewables. But right now, business is paying quite a lot in non-energy source costs. So the costs of transmission, the costs, the kind of policy-related costs in the energy system. And then, of course, very conscious to the cost of transition to low-carbon economy, which we have to do. And government needs to step in there. We see this debate happening across Europe right now. Europe is very aware that it is a second division region in the context of energy cost competitiveness, and Ireland is right at the bottom of that division. So we are in a really difficult place in terms of both our energy cost competitiveness, but also security. We need that certainty in the energy infrastructure and in the electricity supply infrastructure in particular. So we need the investment, and we've got to do something to try and reduce the cost on users, because Ireland is far too expensive.
Just going back finally to today's issue, is there anything the government can do in the short term apart from wait for advice from the EU?
I think we need to continue to work with our partners in the EU. The EU will be emboldened after today. I think there's no doubt about that. Like, this raises significant uncertainty in relation to the future tariff plans of the US administration. It strengthens the hand at the European Union level. As we map out all the possibilities in terms of potential retaliation, if we don't reach a negotiated outcome, Ireland must make sure that our interests are being protected through those European negotiations. And then with some urgency, really get focused on the things we can control, because there are investment decisions that will be unblocked soon, and those new investment decisions will be made, and Ireland needs to be best dressed and up and ready for that with a really attractive offering.
IBEX Fergal O'Brien,